I have one blueberry bush in my yard that never produces blueberries because the birds always eat it before we can do anything about it, and we haven't netted it or anything like that. If we got more, we would go, but it's really one of those, like, it's a bird haven. And your farm, Emily Endress, is Bird Haven Blueberry Farm in Southampton. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Emily and tiny baby Charlie. How old is Charlie?
Charlie's 11 weeks old.
He's like a blueberry in and of himself.
He doesn't even know it yet.
And he insisted that he was going to come. Like, she wanted to leave him at home, but he said no.
You're wearing him in a sling, which is, I loved doing that. Now all my kids are huge.
It gets heavy after a while.
Yeah, especially when they're older than 4 or 5, huh, Monty?
I know. We did wear them in the sling, like, it's as long as humanly possible, I think. But anyway, you're a relatively new farm in Southampton?
Well, the farm itself is not new, but we are new farmers.
So what was the farm story before you got there, and what brought you?
Well, the farm was originally owned by the Papyrus family. They started it about 30 years ago.
The Papyrus, are they the ones who invented paper in Egypt all those years ago?
Yes.
It's that old.
It is. 2 years ago, my husband and I were looking around for some farmland or just land to grow our own food on, and we stumbled upon an established blueberry farm and thought, let's do it.
Where were you coming from, and what brought you to farming?
I grew up in Hatfield, so I'm not coming from that far away, but grew up in a farming community. My grandfather and family grew up as farmers, tobacco, cucumbers, onions, doing the whole Hatfield Meadows thing. And my mother is really a grower of all things. So it's sort of been a family background for me.
And your mother is literally in the background.
I know.
She is literally in the background. She's on Charlie duty, just in case.
So were you farming before you and your husband got this farm, Bird Haven, in Southampton?
I was not. We moved out to Missoula, Montana for a while. He went to college out there, and he sort of got more involved in what he calls gardening, because now that we own an actual farm, it feels very different. And he started a community garden with a bunch of his friends and really into experimenting and trying to grow different things and see what works and what doesn't. And he's also really into sort of the sustainable living lifestyle, I should say. And he works in solar and really just wanted a place where we could grow our own food. And so then instead, not only can we...
Your food and everybody
else's. And everybody
else's. Everybody in Southampton's blueberries are coming from Birdhaven, the only remaining blueberry farm that we can think of in Southampton right now. Why blueberries? Or is it just that's what's happening now?
I think that's what's happening now. Yeah. I mean,
you have other things at the farm as well?
We do. We have, you know, some raspberries, some black currants. We have some Asian pears, but we're hoping eventually to, you know, diversify a little bit, maybe add some strawberries or more raspberries, more berry bushes and vegetables, who knows. Probably some chickens in there.
You know, this is, you know, a story again of a farm transitioning from one owner who is not a member of your family.
Right.
To your family. Mm-hmm. And last year was your beginning transition year to start that, where John, the former owner, was working with you to show you and your husband the ropes. And this year it's more with you.
It's with us. Yeah.
All 1,068 blueberry
bushes.
That's
right.
Wow. Now, is it really
a
bird?
A new baby. So we're really going for it. We're going for it this
year. One baby, 1,068 blueberry bushes.
Just never to sleep for a very, very long
time. That's actually what we're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Is it really a bird haven?
It is, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I mean, I've seen some amazing birds there, but they eat our berries. So.
So every blueberry farm that I've ever either been to or talked to, well, the farmers that I've talked with, they have their own methods of trying to keep the birds from eating it. What's the method that you use at Bird Haven Blueberry?
Yeah,
they
screaming,
hate birds
the screaming
hate
baby,
babies.
Yeah.
Storks love them. Yeah. All other birds
hate them. You know, we have future plans for netting, but it's such a big undertaking.
Yeah, and, I won't even do it on my one bush.
Right. It wasn't really going to happen summer two with a new baby. But just having people there really helps. Mowing, you know, any sort of noise. But, you know, dusk is like a feast.
I remember.
The pie plates only work for so long banging around.
And you have all that and like the weird dangly things hanging.
Yeah. I mean, they work for like a minute. And
I remember like the first time I went blueberry picking somewhere and I kept hearing this gunshot go off like clockwork. And I was like, what is somebody hunting like right over there? But it was like an air cannon that they had set up on a timer to like scare the birds.
There's a thought, right?
Yeah. So it gives you a little PTSD while blueberry picking.
That's, scares the customers as well.
Right.
So,
it's very good.
So I really love when I come to the farm, which is that I can go on my bike. And you can take the bike path all the way into Southampton. And then it's like less than a mile to get to the farm from the end of the bike path.
So you need to get some good bags for your bike or baskets so you can put all the blueberries on there.
Yes, the, all the 30 all the pounds. Yes.
People will pick 30 pounds.
Yes, I mean, of course.
It's Mom, you have something you'd like to say?
Well, I was thinking about...
Well, talking to the microphone, Mom. You can be in the background, but if you were going to say something, you need to step up.
If there's ever a bike path extension, if we can cross Coleman Road and keep that bike path developing, you will be able to ride your bike right to the farm.
Wow. So we're hoping for the bike extension.
Come on, Southampton.
Yeah. Be like East Hampton and Northampton. Get with the Hamptons.
Our fingers are crossed because not only would we personally like to have access to the bike path, it would be really nice for people just to literally ride right to the farm.
Do I get to taste some, Monty?
Oh, please.
So here is the blueberries. Do they have like a special fancy name?
These are early blues.
Early blues.
Yeah, we have 10 different varieties that will ripen over the season. So we'll have berries up to Labor Day.
Excellent.
And these are black currants. They're pretty intense.
I love them, yeah.
Okay, good.
People who like wines generally like currants.
It's sort of an acquired taste, but it's also really fun when we have these out for tasting and to watch people's faces as they eat them because it's either, it's a love-hate thing. But as I said, if you put enough sugar with it, it's going to be delicious.
So. I like them just the way they are, currants and the early blues from Birdhaven Blueberry Farm in Southampton, Emily Endress, and tiny little Charlie in a sling right now. And this weekend is opening weekend of Pick Your Own there.
And so that's the focus for people. People can come and buy already picked blueberries, but you've shared with me that you really want to be this beautiful community farm where families can come and everyone in the family can come and help pick blueberries and it's all right there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's welcome. We want people to feel like they can gather and have a good time and enjoy some berries in the process. The weekends will be Pick Your Own, and we encourage all sorts of groups, large groups, one person that just wants to come and get their pint to make or just to snack on, make a pie, whatever you want to do.
You always got to get a pint to use for whatever you need it for.
And one to eat
like in the car on the way.
Forget
it. You blew it.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to ask another question. You could edit it out. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm curious, you grew up in Hatfield, you lived in Montana, and now you're back here and you were gone for a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
What have you seen that has changed in that time period?
I'll also add, I lived in New York City for 11 years, so there was not a lot of farming there. So this has really been a change for me, or sort of a homecoming, I guess I should say. Being here in Northampton and in this community, I feel like the buy local farm movement is really huge. And I think the sustainability of our community and being able to produce food for not just ourselves, but for people in neighboring communities too, is really huge. And I sort of love going into restaurants and seeing the lists of farms on the backer side of the menus or sort of recognizing where things are coming from. For us, what's been really nice is to actually be on the other side of that, where our farm is providing berries for places like Crooked Stick Pops or Cafe Evolution. The baker there, she's a vegan baker, and she uses some of our berries sometimes. And there's a florist, a botanist in East Hampton she often will do sort of local, people will want local flowers for arrangements or weddings or whatever it might be. And she'll even use some of our berries before they're ripe in arrangements. So it's been really fun to see our farm starting to give back in that way too, because that's what we're really hoping for.
Emily Endress from Birdhaven Blueberry Farm in Southampton, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.